Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, crossover time. That means we're joined by Willard and Dibs. And Dibs not a fan of the two-drink minimum.
That's shocking to me.
Well, which is why, you're going to do that anyway.
Right,
you just
to have a good time.
You just don't want to be told what to do.
I don't like that's constructs, exactly. I don't like to be told what to do. And so if I'm at a comedy show and... it's going on, and maybe I went pregame. Maybe I'm not ready for that first one yet. And, I took BART or I Ubered, whatever. Get off me. Get off me, text line.
Yeah, but comics got to eat, too. Tickets to those shows, you go to Cobbs, you go to Punchline, they're not that expensive. You get you and your date in there for under a hundo. But you got, you got to play the game.
You can't
go in there and just be like, I'm here to laugh, give me four waters.
Well, how about a two-laugh minimum? If I go in there and your comic stinks, how about a two-laugh minimum?
Well, then you can...
If you're not funny, then I don't need to,
If you can't,
I don't need to liquor up to laugh at your weak sauce material.
If you can't laugh in an hour and a half, that's probably a you thing.
It could be a them thing.
I mean...
It could be a them thing.
How long has Goo ever gone without laughing?
4.5 minutes.
Yeah.
I do try to work on it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you mean?
I'm the hyena. Much? Yeah, I laugh too much.
No. Don't ever.
You can never
for
laugh too much.
Come on.
No. I can't believe I'm asking this, but how do they employ the two drink minimum? Do they, the ticket's $28, but we're charging $40.
No, they'll come around and be zero.
Somebody's keeping a scorecard.
You have a server.
Yeah.
You have a bill.
Yeah.
They'll be happy.
And it's kind of crazy, too, because these clubs.
Just get two right at the start and say,
You can do that.
It's all done on a QR code, but these tables are first of all, there's a foot in between each table.
Right.
You got four people sitting around a table that's the size of two hands. And then there's a show going on, and servers are walking in and out, bringing people nachos and old fashions. It's dicey in there, man.
Dude.
That's the server job I would never want.
So
it's dark.
I'm with you.
Tight quarters.
Yeah.
Are all the drinks the same? What if you wanted a
you get whatever
top
you
shelf?
Want.
It's a bar.
What are the two cheapest things? Give me two.
Yeah, you could do that. Two beers.
Two Miller Lights in a can.
But you don't move that way.
You're reminding me of our trip to Utah, which is an absolute lifetime ago, where we were going bar to bar trying to get drinks. And every time you go to a bar in Utah, you have to get food because that's Utah.
Okay, gotcha.
So every time we'd go to a different spot, it was... What's the cheapest thing on the menu? Chips and salsa. Let's get chips and salsa.
Wow.
This man had probably 4 pounds of chips.
Well,
and I had 3 pounds of salsa.
Well, I'll tell you this. You should eat while you're drinking anyway. It's a two-drink minimum tomorrow night, but it's also a two-snack minimum because if I give that lady two drinks and no food, I don't even know if she's going to make it to the end of the show.
Man. Fair.
You got to put some nachos in there or something.
I met Tommy T at the old building. He was in there. and my dad's favorite comedian, D.C. Curry, out of Texas, the daddy next Friday. I go, Tommy, can you give me a table? So I take my pops to the show, Pleasanton Tommy T's, and there's a big sign, Guru. So my pops is, okay, my son. And then the lady comes around for the drink. I go, no, Tommy got me the table. She goes, yeah, still two drinks, yeah, man. Yeah, yeah. I go, I was embarrassed. So he cuts me out of the car. Good, yeah, man. Man, you got free tickets. You can't get the drink. Yeah,
my bill's all taken care of. I thought it was included. Actually, no, it's not.
Oh, my goodness.
It's about to be. Yeah. It's about to
give
be.
Give me a Jack and Coke, damn.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I was just, I don't know why this story came up the other day, but I was just recalling years ago, I waited tables, and I ended up at just as a one-off. Like, the owner of the restaurant I worked had a second restaurant, so every now and again, when he was short staff, he'd be like, it was the fancy place.
Yeah.
Fancy Italian place. Rules. Don't mess up. Get your specials right. Like, complex serving, right? Big table. Big table, probably party of 18, something like that. And as it turns out, it's all Dodgers employees. This is down in L.A. They all work for the Dodgers. Who's right in the middle of the whole table, holding court the whole time? None other than Tommy Lasorda.
Oh, come on.
You get to the end of that meal, and Tommy was under the impression in L.A. that his signature took care of the bill. That's the way you paid for a bill. Oh, yeah, I'll take the – don't worry, I got the bill, honey. Bring it right on over here.
I can hear him.
And he just flipped that sucker, signed it. There you go. That's from Tommy. And then they would all head out, and the Dodgers had employed someone in these meetings to go back to the restaurant afterward and take care of it.
Now, that's because awesome.
We're talking at a fancy place at a party of 20. This is like, we're into four digits.
And nobody could tell Tommy the signature wasn't good.
Nobody's like, lady needs a tip, dog. Like, who do you think you are? Anyway.
That's a scoop and score what it is for a Dodger employee. Some third intern twice removed. It's like, all right, your job is to take this company card.
The Dodger
and
card. Exactly.
Wait for Tommy to get all the way toward the exit, and then just go in there and do right by the Dodgers.
Wow.
There you have it.
So that's what you need, Goo. You just needed an assistant.
Yeah.
Go in there and take care of it afterward.
For some reason, the Scarface scene where Pacino's in the fancy restaurant. The bad guy scene where, you know, you never see a bad guy like this before. That's what and then he walks out and stumbles out, and the last scene is his bodyguard, like, slipping the maitre d', like, $5,000.
Yeah.
Thanks, buddy.
Yeah, thanks.
Because everybody else in the restaurant's mortified.
It's tough.
Oh, gosh.
Anyway, all right, so.
Two drinks.
Giants. Giants eliminated, 49ers injuries, or Jimmy Butler holding a mini camp.
I like all three, but for me, the Giants eliminated was it's a quick one because the way they got eliminated was so Giants.
Me. Oh, man.
Like, up 7-8-3?
Yes.
8-3. And I had that on. I went in the office because my wife was watching The Real Housewives of Salt Lake, and I'm good on season 5. So I'm like, you know what? I'm going to watch the Giants and see what they're going to do. And it's Ramos, he hits it high. Adios, pelota. And it's like, okay, Giants, you stay alive. And then,
nope.
Lucchese and Bivens, friend of the program. Yep. And then Ryan Walker, do me a favor, face the plate. Like, your whole point toward third bit is so tired, you stink.
Well, it's only tired because he gives up runs.
Like, he's right.
It didn't bother us last year. Yeah. He's facing third base last year, too.
Right, but now he's the closer, and he's more of an opener.
And I
opener.
Expect him to give up runs now. It's of gotten course. To that
oh,
point.
Oh, God.
Yeah. It's like I they're going to score.
I'm watching that game last night, and I couldn't help but ask myself, what am I doing? I mean, it's because it's Tuesday. That's what I'm doing.
It's fair.
It's Tuesday.
WNBA playoffs.
Like, I'll be an idiot. I'll watch again tonight.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday. What the hell else am I supposed to turn on?
You can learn a lot about a young team late in the season after they've been eliminated.
Well, I'm liking Bryce Eldridge at bats. Like, I like watching them.
You like him getting
pinch hit for him in the ninth.
I'm like, Gabe Kapler lives.
And that, wow.
Like, what? Come on.
But wasn't it against the righty?
No, the Cardinals made a pitching change after Flores had already been announced.
Who cares?
Right. It's not like they just got eliminated last night. They've been eliminating themselves for a week and a half.
I wonder what he thought. You know he can't say that. But like, really?
You're number 70. When you're number 78, you can't say a damn word. Just sit down.
Can you play the Melvin if he talked to the team, Stoney? I was hoping.
Oh, he was mad last night. He was prickly.
Did you address the clubhouse after tonight's loss?
No, I didn't need to address him. Anything about the game?
Yeah, he was prickly. It was on. I was folding laundry, so it stayed on after the game was over. And I'm like, oh, Bob's mad.
Yeah. Here you go, Dibs. It's all of 11 seconds, the two cuts. Here's the first one.
Like I've been describing it for a while now, pretty frustrating. And everybody's none too happy about it. So this is a day we were not looking forward to, and it's here. So it's disappointing.
Did you address the clubhouse after tonight's loss?
No, I didn't need to address. Anything about the game?
It sounded like he was going to say, I don't do that.
No, he does that.
Okay, all right.
The season's over. What do you want him to say? What does he want him to say?
I was bad, Willard. I didn't have my guys ready.
Gather around. You know, we were up 8-3 in a game that we had to have. And, you know, you basically all turtled up. And, all right, guys, hands in the middle. 2026 on three. I mean, what's he supposed to say?
Oh, no, we suck again. Yeah. Right? He could have said that. Yeah. No, you know, can I ask you guys a question? Who's this guy who you've been talking to all day?
Harry.
It's
not his real name.
Okay.
Think it's Stoney. It's really not.
I've been trying to figure it out because I know about 80% of the people you know.
This is nobody that anybody knows, but Guru knows he's real because I've been talking about him for years.
And he showed me an email. I didn't get the name. Yeah. Okay, but he exists.
Okay. Whatever his name is, and thank you for protecting the innocent, he is a college football fan.
Am I
right?
I don't think. No.
Okay. I called him that because that's how he's acting.
You are watching the NFL as if it is college football. We don't need to sit in a boardroom and decide if the Niners are good or not. We don't need to. It's irrelevant. It doesn't matter. There's so many things I wanted to say about this. First of all, they're 3-0. That's reality. I don't know why you would project anything you've seen so far into January.
And you didn't say they were Super Bowl.
Of course not.
Definitely didn't say they were Super Bowl. I didn't say this.
I don't even really feel like I've seen the Niners yet. But they're 3-0. But why would you look at this 49er team? Do they pass the eye test? This isn't even them. I don't know who the hell's going to be playing in January, December, November. 4 weeks from now, this half the roster could be completely different. So why would it be relevant they've passed your power ranking test? Do you want to trade places with the Ravens?
No.
They're 1-2. But woo, they're sexy. They're 1-2. And their running back keeps fumbling.
Harry met Willard.
I do think there's something about, okay, so we're all fascinated with front offices and coaches and GMs and whether they put together a good team or not. I do think there is something that can be gratifying about watching a team early in the season or as they're starting and thinking you see something or seeing some trend or something you don't like and you're willing to say, you know what, I just don't think they're going to be any good.
Oh, that's real.
That's all I think it is. It's like if they go 8-9, he's going to be right. And then, it's a source of pride.
I guess, but again, I would ask Harry or anyone else who's thinking this, why would you look at this group and go, that doesn't project well to January? Well, duh. They don't have their quarterback. They don't have their receiving core. They don't have their tight end. Why would this be what the Niners look like in January? And if it is, maybe they are in trouble.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station. Always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios.
Another fallacy.
That's fair.
Why does everybody just go with the idea that these three games have all been a cupcake schedule? The Saints were. What about going to Seattle suggests so far cupcakes?
Who went to Pittsburgh and beat Pittsburgh?
They've won their other two games going away by double digits. It's always been a hard place to play.
The Browns beat the Packers.
It's a divisional game. The Cardinals are not great, but they're not a doormat. Why does everyone look at this schedule and decide that it's puff, 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 puff football?
And my last thing to Harry is, hey, you might be right, but why are you saying turn the volume down of 3-0 just after 3 weeks. Nobody's saying anymore. They're going to win the Super Bowl or it was Picasso.
Well,
they could be 0-3 if something broke. But it didn't. They're 3-0 with backups.
Right. I just think it's two opinions. One guy saying we're 3-0, we're pretty good, and we're ahead of last year, and we can win the division. And another guy who's saying, yeah, but I don't think they're that good.
I mean, two things can be equally true.
Thank you.
And shout out Ralph Barbieri. And you look at every 3-0 team right now is created a little bit differently in the NFL. And Tampa Bay is a +6 right now. And
we talked about
it. Tampa Bay has had absolute CPR through 3 weeks. They have resurrected wins out of the grasp of defeat. And yet they're 3-0.
Their schedule's easier. Yes.
Yes.
So, I mean,
the Jets.
Yeah, and to your college football point, and I was just looking this up, Indiana right now is 4-0, and they have 4 wins, and the teams they've beaten, they beat Old Dominion in a tight game. They beat Kennesaw State by 47. They beat Indiana State 73-0, and then they beat Illinois, another ranked team, 63-10.
Air quotes, ranked. Based on what?
They were ranked based on Illinois' start or whatever. But Illinois in this conversation would be akin to the Niners beating Arizona because it was at Indiana. And so Indiana University is 11th ranked. They're 4-0. And if you look at their schedule, you want to play the schedule game, they've got Oregon and Penn State, and that's it. The rest of their games are not against ranked teams. So if you get to the end of the year and they are 12-2, you're not going to think about Indiana as a national championship contender.
Well, every time, college football comes up, I always, this is where I land. Sports is not about who you think is good. Sports is about who wins. So it's completely irrelevant. It is totally irrelevant. And we can have fun with it. We can power rank it. We can make predictions and all of that stuff. And I'm like, I would more rather do that kind of the way you're doing it, Dibs. Like, let's do this week. Like, you got to pick tomorrow night. Let's do that. I have no clue what December's going to look like. I mean, 2 weeks ago, we thought the Niners' defense was healthy. Now it won't be ever again. But Trey Hendrickson might be on the team, or he might not be. Or Bradley Chubb might be on the team, or he might not be. So whether or not this team is dominant is, for me, very TBD. And whether or not they're dominant right now is irrelevant.
No doubt. All right, here's the other way that I would, and I'm trying to figure out.
Give me Harry's number. What's Harry's number?
I'll give you his email.
All right,
okay, so here's how I think he would be looking at it. Bear with me here. You know I love Tulane, all right? They're a group of five school. You know what that is? That means they're not in one of the big conferences.
Right, right.
And so one of the group of five schools gets a bid. It'll be either them or Army or Boise State or somebody like that. So they started 3-0. Okay, they played Florida, somebody, and this team and that team. All right, they just got beat by Ole Miss 45-10.
Oh, boy.
Lane. Okay?
Now, Tulane's going to run through their regular schedule and probably go 9-2 or 9-3. But they're not going anywhere. And I think that's kind of what he's talking about. Like, I think what he says is, let's just, for the sake of argument, say the Ravens, KC, the Bills, the Packers, the Rams, one other team are the class of the NFL.
Okay.
Okay. So the 49ers are like Tulane. They've taken advantage of these non-teams. But when they play these kind of teams, we're going to see that they're not as good as we thought. That's like what I think. That's his thought process.
It's a fine opinion, but I just don't. To me, it's a flimsy one because I don't know who's going to be available when those two teams play. We don't even know if those teams are going to play. And I also think we run around sometimes with just ideas that are based on total fallacy. Like, for instance, if you still think the Chiefs are good, I'd argue you're not watching the games.
Okay, would you make this bet with me?
That's a Notre Dame ranking preseason. You are basing that on reputation and what you used to know.
Chiefs lose to the Ravens and go 1-3,
okay,
would you bet against them to make the playoffs?
Yes.
I already did.
Okay, so you think they weren't good before.
I don't think they're very good. Okay. But it's not about what I thought before the season. I've watched them play three times this year. They're not very good.
Okay.
But they could change.
And see, that and now this is going a change. To.
But hold on. This is interesting to me. You've done enough homework. You're like, I don't think the Chiefs are good this year. Okay, fine.
I haven't.
The Chiefs are the Chiefs.
Yeah,
I know they're not quite the team. But I'm willing to make a bet right now that if they go 1-3, I bet they still make the playoffs.
I'm with them.
Because they're the Chiefs. My only answer. I'm being honest.
For the first time in the history of this show, I would like to then get in on a bet with the two of you.
Okay.
How about this? I'll take
them. They're going to beat Baltimore, so they ain't going to beat
Baltimore. But the premise is that they don't.
You clearly won't make the same bet if the Ravens lose. Because I'll take either of the
two. The Ravens are going to win that division. 100%.
Even if they lose.
And 1-3.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. My bet was whoever loses that game and goes 1-3, I'll bet they still make the playoffs.
Yeah, the Ravens.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
Are still a good football team. They've lost twice to two of the other best teams in the league, and one of them, I'm not going to call it fluky, but very ill-timed fumble.
Again.
And then
he does is fumble.
No, but they got outplayed by Detroit.
Yeah, but the interception at the goal? Like, they could easily have won that game. I'm just saying. I'm putting a fork in KC.
Well, the point is, last year, if you look at Kansas City, they won all those games. And last year, the Niners lost a lot of those games. And so, if you want to look at the sustainability of one-score games, you don't get to go 10-1 in one-score games every year. Last year, Kansas City did. This year, they're just not. And the Niners last year, they didn't. They blew three games in the fourth quarter. This year, they have two fourth-quarter comebacks. Yeah. So, everything is different. And I'm fascinated by the Kansas City-Baltimore game.
Both are making the offs.
And Kansas City will not make the playoffs. I said it on our show. Kukush, I locked it up.
Before the season started?
Show bet.
Oh, yeah.
Show bet. Show bet.
Let's do a show bet.
Your show versus
show
our
bet
show.
Ohtani.
And it's as simple as Kansas City's not making the playoffs.
The Chargers are good.
Let's do it, dude.
Denver is better.
It is done.
Let's do it. Yeah. What do you want to bet? Let's come up with this.
Dinner. Yeah, I agree.
We should make this bet.
Yeah. I won already.
So Chiefs make the playoffs. We win. Chiefs don't. You win.
Yep, that's it.
All right.
Dinner.
And we don't have to do college. Like, we don't have to sit in a room and decide, should the Chiefs make the playoffs?
No.
Well, we think that they had a strength of schedule.
Well, hold on, though. Hold on,
they
though.
Either yeah. make it
if
or
they go
don't.
12-5,
nope.
and they
no.
don't make
you gotta
it.
Make it.
No.
You gotta make it.
They
last
do.
Thing for me about Harry, and I feel like I know Harry. I don't know him, but the San Francisco Giants, when they were the wild card, parlayed that into a World Series. Eli Manning, they were the wild card. Went and won on the road three games and won the Super Bowl. Sports are not what it looked like. You can never say, oh, this is how it's supposed to look and rob teams of getting hot at the right time.
For sure.
But Harry's...
Harry hates baseball.
Okay, but football. I'm using the New York Giants. When Eli Manning, Stoddy, they were wild card.
You know why you know he's not me? Because he hates baseball for a really weird reason.
Why?
He hates baseball because he says that if an umpire misses a call that should be a strike and it's a ball, it changes the entire game from that point.
Well, yesterday was a wonderful day for him.
He just can't stand it.
I don't like it. You guys like it?
Next year they can
just review it. And the manager doesn't control when you...
Nope. Well, they will. There's going to be some sort of a quick wink-wink like... Yes, because
the way Ken and I talked about it, it was like the batter catch.
The players will blow both of the challenges in the top of the first.
That's what I was saying.
Yeah, there's got to be rules. There has to be, like, rules. You can't do it when there's nobody on and two out.
Do you guys like it?
I do not.
I don't either, Dave. I do not.
The only way I can answer that is I think I'm going to. I don't know if I like it yet. I haven't seen it.
Oh, game's over. No. Hold on. They're using their... Oh, it was a strike.
But we already do. We do. Why? It's okay in football. We review things at the very, very end. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Maybe it should be more than dinner.
What could be more than dinner?
I don't know.
Well, I mean, it's dinner and drinks. That's applied.
How about if the loser does an 8-hour show and the winner gets a day off? Ooh. That's really up to the freaking stakes.
Hey, or a foot rub like you and Lowe. That was
not
dinner.
I'm not going to be on the receiving end of
it. I'm trying to embarrass anybody.
The other side of that was $1,000. Let's all remember that. Either I had to rub his feet for 10 minutes or I got a grand.
He would have paid you too.
Of course, he would have peeled it off. Yeah. You know, Lowe Neal.
You were right. You did.
It was probably in the shoe.
Hey, I like that 8-hour thing.
That's that warrior.
Double shield.
I don't know. Bet I made.
Yeah.
Through an old friend.
I think we have to get approval on that.
Oh, okay.
I'm willing to do it.
Maybe something like 6 hours to two.
No.
8 hours. I don't even want to have to come in.
Oh, my God. I'd pay to hear you do it.
Let's turn up dinner steak, man.
How about both?
The punchline would be, you know what? If we lose the bet, we'll just make it a Thursday show and have the producers do it. All right. That's going to do it.
All right, guys.
Talk to you guys tomorrow on 95. Oh, Greg Cosell.
Greg Cosell in an... Oh, and... Joe Thomas, the Hall of Fame lineman.
Stein's not going to like that.
Let's go. Yeah.
What's wrong with that?
They are close personal friends.
Well,
that's like you poaching Dana. Yeah. Dana Ali going to join us at 3:45.
This is a direct text, right?
Like, how'd you get?
That's just me texting my guy. He was on a farm.
His boy, Pete Steiny.
I'm talking to my boy Schaefer, and I'll have a response to that.
What?
I always tell Schaefer's his agent.
Oh.
And I spent some time.
I bypass the agent. I go straight to Joe.
Know what?
I just go straight to Joe. Joe, what are you doing this afternoon? He's like, I'm coming on your show.
He's a great guy.
He is a great guy.
Have fun with that.
All right. All right.
Bye.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
It's Kelly Clarkson here to talk all things Wayfair, the best place to buy furniture, decor, and anything else you can think of to create a home you absolutely love. I know when I shop with Wayfair, I find options for every style, whether I'm feeling boho or farmhouse, modern, traditional, French country. I can find exactly what I need for my home and more. No matter your space, style, or budget, shop Wayfair.com to make your home way more you.
Wayfair, every style, every home.